This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, I'm going to have a shout out to welcome back. We're going to continue our series on tefillah. I'm going to bring everyone to the email. Our series on tefillah is dedicated by our good friend Rabbi Tzal Rose and family, Zech Nishas Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. His neshama shav and aliyah be a male seoshi for his whole family. For simchas and nachas ad bias goel tzedek. Back to our email. If anybody here enjoyed some of the svarim, but you say, you know, I'd really like to read it in Spanish or French. You know, you enjoyed it in English, but you know, it's a different time. I want to tell you, you've never experienced the sweetness of Torah until you read it in Spanish or French. No, all kidding aside, if you would like to help out, disseminate it in Spanish and French, please let us know. Last night I met with my good friend, Rabbi Yosef Mendoza from Mexico, who's going to be translating the work in Spanish. The process already began. So if you'd like to be mishtatev, please let us know. Okay, now we mentioned, again, you may have forgot to take out your calendar. So now you could still do it. If you didn't do it by the last year, you could do it now. March 3rd to March 5th, please join us. First ever Yarchei Kala, Machon Magid Rakia. The sugya is going to be halachos of and hashkafos of the current war and the Mois HaMashiach. New material, brand new material. Don't say, nah, I already heard it. You didn't hear it yet. Don't say, nah, I'm going to... No, you got to be there live. We have special surprises in store. Please join us March 3rd to March 5th. The many people who... over the years, would have liked to join us on our trips. We're going, Bezus Hashem, at the end of February to Italy, the 17th to the 22nd, but not everybody is able to go to Europe or to other locations, but this is right here. In the wintertime, people, anyway, they often go down south. Haroitza Lahachgim Yadrim. Please join us March 3rd to March 5th. Okay, we're continuing in our series on tefillah, and we're speaking today about Kriyat Shema. Now, I want to share with you today another insight from Rav Schwab on what Kriyat Shema means to us. Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah min haTorah. What's the mitzvah? V'dibarta bam b'shivtecha b'veisecha. You say it when people b'shachbecha v'kumecha, when people get up and when people lie down. And there are many, many opinions on Kriyat Shema. Many poskim hold only the first pasuk is midaraisa. That is the shita of the Rashba in Brachas Chaf Aleph in the Tshuvas Chelak Aleph Siman Shin Chaf. Many poskim hold, many Rishonim hold, the first parsha is daraisa. That's the shita of Rashi in the beginning of Brachas Tamidei Rabbeinu Yoina Brachas Tezayin. Then the shita of the Pri Chadash is that the first two parshiyos are Daraisa. The Shagas Aryeh says all three parshiyos are Daraisa. Some say the whole Kriyat Shema is Midrabanan. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, that it might only be Midrabanan. The Chi of Midaraisa is to read some parsha of the Torah, B'shach B'cha Uv Kumecha. And the Rabbanan were the ones who selected these parshas. But everybody agrees that by saying Shema, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Da'iraisa. And the Zman is 3 hours into the day. And therefore it's a Zman Grama, and women are Pater. Now even though women are Pater from the Mitzvah of Shema, but the Inyan of Shema, which stands for, Rabbi said last week, you want to listen to last week's Tefillah Share, it was epic. And we didn't have Mar Mekoymas last week, but I made this week, for this week and for last week. So if you go to our email, I would highly suggest you print out last week's Maror Mekoymas on Shema. Shema stands for Se'u Maroi Meinechem. It stands for Shakai Melech Olam. It stands for Shachris Mincha Arvis. It stands for O Malchus Shamayim. In other words, Se'u Maroi Meinechem. To who? Shakai Melech Olam. When? Shachris Mincha Arvis. If you do that, you're Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim. Now, when you say Shema, the Chalmur Masakin, to say two brachas in front of it, and one after, and at night, two before, two after. Not including Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam Amin Va'amin. Question. If there is a mitzvah to say Shema, why do we not make a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu likroisa Shema. So last week we saw from the Avodraham that the whole purpose of a bracha is to be mekabel omacha shemayim. So that's not needed when you say Shema, because the whole function of Shema is to be mekabel omacha shemayim. So, but Reb Schwab offers a different explanation, a different approach. He says, what would the halacha be if you said the first pasuk of Shema and you are not mechavein? You're not yotze. You need to be mechavein the meaning of the words. If you just say the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and somebody asks, what does that mean? And you say, I don't know. It has something to do with different flavors of iced tea. You say, pal, you don't know what you're talking about. You are not mechavein the mitzvah. What do you mean? I said the words. No, if you don't understand the words, you're not yotze. That means the mitzvah is not to say it. The mitzvah is to be mechavein. So it comes out that there's no mitzvah of kriya. The ikur mitzvah is kavana. Says Reb Schwab, you don't make a bracha unless there's a maisa mitzvah. But Shema is not a maisa, it's a kavana. That's why according to the Rambam, that tefillah is a dairaisa. You don't make a bracha on it either. Because the same thing, when you daven, the ikar mitzvah is kavana. If you're not mechavein, at least in the first bracha, lo yatsa. That's why we don't make a bracha when before we daven. Okay. In the Medrash we find that we have to be careful of saying Shema, because it's equal to all the karbanos. Over the years we've said over many times, Shmuel, you know, when we were in Amsterdam, we gave a shir about how the different parts of davening correspond to the various locations of the Beis HaMikdash. Shema corresponds to the Mizbeach HaKetoras. And the reason why it corresponds to the Mizbeach HaKetoras is, like we learned, when one says Shema, they're supposed to be mechavein, that if ever put to the ultimate test, they would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. So Chazal tell us that one has to be careful when they say Shema, because saying Shema is equal to all the karbanos. How is saying Shema equal to all the karbanos?
I'm sorry, what? I forgot, sorry.
He says, the reason why it's equal to all the karbanos is because really a person should have to offer themselves to God. And the Torah says, okay, you don't have to. Bring a karban, and that will be in lieu of you. And Hashem will consider the karban in place of you. But Kriya Shema, you're not bringing a replacement for you. Kriya Shema, you're literally sacrificing yourself. Really? How am I sacrificing myself? By accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven, you're basically saying, Hashem, I could have lived my life however I wanted. I accept upon myself the yoke of heaven, and I give my life to you. The reason why when one says Shema, they're supposed to think that if ever put to the ultimate test, they would give up their life, is because that's what it means to be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim. Omach HaShemayim is, you're giving your living life, you're giving your life, not you're giving up your life, you're dedicating your life to the yoke of heaven. So therefore, Shema is greater than any karban. A karban is something in lieu of you. Shema is you're giving up you. Reb Schwab quotes the Zohar HaKadosh that a medication for man in this world is by reciting Kriya Shema. Saying Shema properly is a refuah ba'olam hazeh. Meaning, what does it mean it's a refuah? So says Reb Schwab, if somebody has any doubts in his belief in the giving of the Torah, in God's existence, they could cure it with a passionate recitation of Shema. By saying Shema, says Reb Schwab, you're mechazik, your battery. Wow, unbelievable. Davar yafe b'itai. You see, just today, when I got hundreds of new batteries, Rav Schwab uses the word battery in his sefer. Can you imagine? It's a mamish hashgacha pratis. Hundreds of batteries here. And here Rav Schwab says, by saying Shema, you recharge your batteries. If you had any questions, if you had any doubts, if you had any sveikais, you reaffirm all the tenets of Emuna so that you're not faltering at all. And then the Zohar continues. And he says, there are 248 words in Shema, connected to the 248 limbs of a person. And if you read Shema properly, then you're bringing remedy to each aver of your body. By the way, the Medrash Tanchuma says also, do not treat Shema lightly, even though it doesn't require great tircha and it doesn't cost money. There are 248 words connected to a person's limbs. Now let's get the cheshbon. You need to count the six words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed. Without them, then there are 242 words. God says, if you guard my Shema, I will guard you. So you say, what do you mean? There are only 245 words in Shema. No. The Shliach Tzibur repeats, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And if you want to know more about this, by the way, please join us every day at 9 a.m. Do you know about this? 9 a.m., Monday through Thursday. We learn Mishnah Berurah. It's very geschmack. We learn a half amud a day. 15, 20 minutes. 9 a.m. Now, what about if you're davening b'yechidos? Keil Melech Ne'eman. Says Reb Schwab something very interesting. In Frankfurt and in many German kehilos, the Shliach Tzibur does not say Hashem Lekechem Emes. All he says is Emes. You know about that? You ever see that? In KAJ, they just say Emes. So the question is, so then what? Are they missing a nose and the right ear? They're missing two limbs. No, but Ashkenazim, when they hear the Chazan say Haboicher B'Yama Yisrael B'Ahava, they answer Amen. That's one word. Then they say Emes at the end of their Shema. That's the second word. Then they hear the Chazan say Emes. That's the third word. So that's how they get the three words. Okay. Now I want to share with you something amazing. In Parshas Vaschanan, the pasuk says, "Az yavdiyom ayshash aloy sharim be'ever hayardein mizrucha shamesh lanu hushama roitzeach asher yitzach zeh bevlidas v'hu loisay neilay mitzmal shushaim v'nas elachas min ha'arim ha'el v'chay." So if somebody kills b'shoigeg, they have to run to one of the three Arei Miklat. Moshe Rabbeinu separated. He designated three Arei Miklat on the Transjordan. And it didn't go into effect until the three Arei Miklat in Eretz Yisrael proper went into effect. So in total, there's six Arei Miklat. Three in Transjordan and three in Eretz Yisrael proper. The pasuk then says, "V'zois ha-Torah asher sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael." The Gemara says in Makos, how do you know Divrei Torah is like an Arei Miklat? Because it says the six Arei Miklat as Betzar Bamidbar, and then it says Vezois HaTorah. So the Torah is like an Arei Miklat. So Reb Schwab asks, how is Torah like an Arei Miklat? Says Reb Schwab, the same way an Arei Miklat protects someone who killed B'shoigeg without knowing that he'd be saved from the Goyal Hadam, so too, if somebody killed themselves, b'shoigeg. Let's say somebody, b'shoigeg, did an avera, that one is chayv misavidei shamayim or kares. Somebody turned on a light on Shabbos. Somebody violated any capital offense, b'vli das. So chas v'shalayim, they could lose their life and oilam haba. So how do they save themselves? They have to run away to the Torah. Where should they run? They should run to the six Arei Miklat. What are the six Arei Miklat? Says Reb Schwab, the six words of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad are the six Arei Miklat. But we also find that besides the six Arei Miklat, it was given to Leviim 42 Arei Halavim. So in total, there are 48 Arei Miklat. Ah, says Reb Schwab, in the parsha of V'ahavta, V'ahavta, Eis Hashem Lekach V'chalava V'chalav, without Baruch Shem, there are another 42 words. The 6 words of Shema are connected to the 6 Arei Miklat. The next 42 words of Shema, from V'ahavta until V'sharecha, are connected to the Arei Halavim that also service as the Arei Miklat. So this is the Matana that we are Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shesh Arei Miklat is Shema, and the rest of Shema is the 42 Arei Halavim, and they protect us when we do something improper. That is the protection of the first Parsha of Shema. So I would just humbly add, that perhaps is the reason why the Parsha of Kriya Shema appears there in Parshas Va'eschanan after Hashem gives us the mitzvah of Arei Miklat. That's sort of a remez that indeed Kriya Shema is the Arei Miklat of the Jewish people. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, one more short Dvar Torah I want to share with you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.